It's here now. You might be forgiven for thinking that the reviews for 26-year-old Oklahoma native John Fulbright's second album are, you know, exaggerated. American songwriter compared the album, Songs, to Joni Mitchell's Blue and Neil Young's After the Gold Rush. Wow. Don't I feel like something when you're here? Don't I feel my lungs losing air? Well, don't I feel like I can show you I'm the one you can go to when you need another heartbeat? The spotlight found John Fulbright when his 2012 debut album, From the Ground Up, was unexpectedly nominated for a Grammy against the Abbott Brothers, Mumford & Sons, Bonnie Raitt. She won, but no one doubts he soon may. John Fulbright joins us in the studio to talk about his new album, Songs. So how hard is that to hear all of those bouquets thrown at you? Are you okay?
it's uncomfortable for me, but at least the bouquets.
Not bricks.
They're not bricks or tomatoes yet, although it's going to feel nice to get that big rotten tomato right in the face.
Get that out of the way?
Just get it out of the way. So.
Well, because it has been amazing. You had an amazing reception and to the industry, and you're 26 years old.
Yeah, the reception has been, I don't know, I didn't see it coming, especially with like that Grammy nod. That kind of stuff isn't supposed to happen to guys like me.
Well, what do you mean by guys like you?
You know, just the guys that don't chase the stars. The guys that just, we want to write songs and kick around and be, you know, respected.
Well, maybe also the guys who don't expect the stars. They just don't expect them. Let's listen to a little of the music. The first track is called Happy. We're presuming you named this before Pharrell did.
I don't think I've even heard that whole
song
yet. Are
you kidding?
No, everybody says it's all over the place.
You're the only one in the world who hasn't heard the hit tune Happy, but another one from you with a decidedly different feel. Let's listen.
I don't want to wonder how your life has been. I just want to set things straight, apologize to you. Somebody tell me what's so bad about happy.
It's a somewhat of a love song. You're singing it to someone. I'd rather think of you.
Yeah, I kind of came from the Townes Van Zandt school of throwing yourself off a cliff, and then that's what you write about. And you know that rule number one in creative writing is you have to have conflict. But if you write about yourself mostly, then if you don't have conflict, you create it. And the older I get, the more I realize that that's not a very smart way to do this. Not to say I'm the most self-destructive person on earth, but it's easy to do.
And well, I mean, if you're sending out a message to, let's say, people you want to date, come date me so I can get a song out of this, that's not going to be...
That's the joke. And that's, I mean, the song itself was a little bit in jest of that because it's like, you know, if that's why you're living life is to be wounded and to go write songs about it, then that's not a very good reason to do it.
Well, but how do you feel about the word happy? We were joking before we came on air, and I said to you, you know, come on, smile. And you said, I am.
I get that a lot.
You're smiling now.
That's what I mean. I mean, and when I smiled when I wrote the song, and it's about, you know, it's just going, what's so bad about happy? I'm not that sad. You know, when I am sad, it's a big feeling, and I write about, you know, big feelings.
Yeah. How much does where you're from influence your songwriting? Oklahoma, Red Dirt music scene, Woody Guthrie?
Mm-hmm. I'd say proximity-wise, yeah, just because there weren't sidewalks to skateboard on and malls to hang out in. There wasn't anything to do. And I was too scrawny to play football, and so I decided I was just going to sit at the piano because it made more sense.
Can you paint the picture more of what was your hometown?
There's Okemah, which is going to town to get groceries and to go to the bank and to stop at the post office. But then I drive home, which is Bearden, which is, I don't know, there might be 200 people that live in Bearden. I live on a little kind of hobby farm, handful of cows. just plenty of old rusted tractors, rusted things. It's a lot of what I, when I look out the window and I try to come up with an idea, I see a lot of what used to be. I can't write on the road for that reason. I have to be home. I have to be around all those rusted tractors and dilapidated fences and things like that, because it just grounds me in a way that I can't find in a hotel room in the middle of, you know, Denver.
Well, especially since they all look alike.
And they all look exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, actually, you've got the song Going Home. I know you're going to play a little bit for us. Is there anything more you want to say about home that we hear in the song?
Well, I love it, and it's not going anywhere, but I am trying to figure out how to write songs outside of it. That seems to be the new challenge, because I'm not home very often.
Here you go.
I'm going to play some Going Home. Bitter hearts from bitter ends, or crooked limps from crooked men's. The sun stopped shining, I'm going home. The hole I've worn inside my shoe is where my soul is slipping through. The sidewalk ended, I'm going home. Well, I walked through deserts, I sailed on seas, or the snow won't burn, the sun will freeze. Well, I'm all through walking, I'm going home.
John Fulbright, his new album, Songs, the song Going Home. He's talking about Oklahoma. And yeah, it's a jaunty little tune. Happy, I heard you say. This is happy. And yet, you're talking about, oh, I'm losing my voice and the sidewalk's running out and there's my soul's falling out the hole in my shoe.
The sidewalk ended. That was for Shel Silverstein. Big influence on me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Shel Silverstein.
How so? Just...
Well, my mom used to read me those, all of Shel's children's books, mm-hmm. which were, you know, satire. And then I get older and find out that he wrote, you know, some of my favorite songs for, like, Loretta Lynn and Johnny Cash and Dr. Hook and, you know, you name it.
You know, yeah. You reminded me of that. I don't think a lot of people know that.
Oh, Shel, yeah. Oh, man, come on. It's like, what did he write? Boy Named Sue. And
yeah, that's right.
One's on the Way, that Loretta Lynn song. I mean, cover of Rolling Stone.
Uh-huh. Well, you just never know what someone's influence is going to be.
Yeah.
John Fulbright, oh boy, your future all ahead of you. We want to go out with another song, Never Cry Again. Real standout on the new album. Thank you so much.
A pleasure. Thank you.
Never claimed to soar so high that I forgot that I could fly. You never knew what never was. You never cry again.
Yes, Jeremy, we're a little smitten. John Fulbright's new album is called Songs. For extended versions of a couple of them, go to hearandnow.org.
And it's so great to be reminded of Shel Silverstein.
Right.
Takes me back.
Yeah. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
The world is mostly made of oceans.